This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. This week on Minnesota Native News, we hear about researchers using WildRise to predict the health of Minnesota's lakes and streams and get an inside look at a Native artist's performance at the Cedar Cultural Center. Here's reporter Cole Primo.
A team of researchers at the University of Minnesota have discovered that WildRise can serve as a sort of canary in a coal mine, giving warning signs as to the health of lakes and streams. For over a half century, it's been known that WildRise does not grow well in high sulfate Minnesota lakes, but what was missing was the why, until now.
Sulfate is the problem with WildRise. It's not sulfate directly, but sulfate, when it gets into the mud at the bottoms of lakes, is converted to sulfide.
Amy Mirbeau, PhD, is a research associate involved with these studies at the U of M and has researched WildRise since 2009. In short, microbes in the soil convert sulfate into toxic levels of sulfide. That soil is the same place where WildRise germinates and roots.
The sulfide is like that rotten egg smell that you might smell when you're walking in certain kinds of swamps, and it's a toxic gas.
Mirbeau says the same process releases a bunch of other chemicals that can be problems for ecosystems, like phosphorus, nitrogen, and methylmercury, the only form of mercury that contaminates fish. Therefore, WildRise has shown researchers that increases in sulfate to ecosystems can have negative consequences, even though the compound itself is relatively benign. It's an important discovery involving a food source that is struggling in the Midwest. Mirbeau describes the current condition of WildRise.
So we think we've lost a lot across the state, but we don't really have a great inventory besides the traditional knowledge. People saying, you know, my granny used to rice here, and now there's no rice anymore.
Mirbeau says that Anishinaabe knowledge of WildRise, or Monomin, has been crucial in this research.
I mean, it's absolutely critical. I think that you can't do WildRise research without having Native investigators really leading the project.
Dr. Mark Belcourt is a senior academic advisor and teacher of Indigenous environmental knowledge at the U of M. He is also a member of the White Earth Nation. He says there has been a disconnect between researchers and tribal members when it comes to WildRise research.
Tribal members want to preserve the natural stands of WildRise. They are looking forward to this kind of research. They want this type of research to go on. They want the expertise that the university has. They just want to be a part of it.
Among other Native investigators, Belcourt serves as a Native cultural liaison, bridging the gap between scientists and tribal nations. It's really just the beginning of the research, but Mirbeau hopes the collaborative work between researchers and tribal nations can be used to make good public policy that balances economic needs of the state with food sovereignty and protecting the environment. Mirbeau and university colleagues, including Belcourt, have received a $720,000 Grand Challenges Research Award. It will be used for new research using WildRise as a flagship for assuring clean water and equitable communities.
We've lost a lot of the WildRise. This is a resource. Once it goes away, it's gone. It's an endangered species.
More information on the research and much more can be found on the University of Minnesota's website. In other news, Minnesota musician and Mille Lacs Band of Ojibwe member Leah Lem has received a prestigious commission to make original music. In full disclosure, Leah is my sister and also a contributor to Minnesota Native News. Leah was one of six artists awarded the Cedar Commissions, a unique opportunity for emerging artists to make a half hour of original music and perform it at the Cedar Cultural Center. It's made possible with a grant from the Jerome Foundation. Leah says her project, called Ruins, was inspired by a conversation she's been having in her Masters of Fine Arts program at the Institute of American Indian Arts.
The conversation being that we as Indigenous people have already experienced a sort of apocalypse or our own end of days. I like to think that it makes us extra strong, extra resilient. So Ruins is about survival, finding hope among destruction.
While the composition creates a cohesive half-hour project, each song within stands on its own.
The performance space will be set up for a surround experience with sound design, creating an immersive environment.
The performance is slated for Saturday, February 10th at 7 p.m., the second night of the commission performances. If you missed the performance, never fear, she plans on recording an album of the original music that will be available for download in the coming months. More about Leah Lem can be found on her website, molecularmachine.media, or on Facebook. For Minnesota Native News, I'm Cole Primo.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.